Κρατικό πιστοποιητικό γλωσσομάθειας. Αγγλική γλώσσα. Τρίτη ενότητα. Εξέταση κατανόησης προφορικού λόγου. Έναρξη της εξέτασης.
Part A. Activity 1. Listen to items 1A to 4A and choose the best option, A to F, as in the example. There is one option that you do not need. Example.
In the last 3 years, more than 1 million things have been lost on London transport. This is the most common thing that we find. Thousands and thousands are forgotten by passengers every year. Of course, it rains so much here in London, it's not surprising. But we also find dozens of pairs of these every year. They're some of the most common things that people leave on trains and buses. Sometimes they're really expensive ones, and of course it's a disaster for some people who can't see without them. And I remember once we had a call from a woman who was playing in a concert that evening, and she'd forgotten her instrument on the train. It was a really expensive one, worth about 100,000 euros. She'd been playing with it for 20 years. Luckily, we managed to find it for her in time for the concert. And we often find really surprising things like this. There was a man last week who'd been on his way to buy a very expensive ring for his girlfriend, and he had everything in cash, and then forgot it on the train. But he was really lucky because someone handed it in, so there are some good people around. And we also find really nice household items as well. This was found last week. It's antique. It still keeps perfect time. I was looking to buy one like this for my dining room wall. So if no one claims it, I'm going to make an offer to buy it.
Listen again and check your answers.
But we also find dozens of pairs of these every year. They're some of the most common things that people leave on trains and buses. Sometimes they're really expensive ones, and of course it's a disaster for some people who can't see without them. And I remember once we had a call from a woman who was playing in a concert that evening, and she'd forgotten her instrument on the train. It was a really expensive one, worth about 100,000 euros. She'd been playing with it for 20 years. Luckily, we managed to find it for her in time for the concert. And we often find really surprising things like this. There was a man last week who'd been on his way to buy a very expensive ring for his girlfriend, and he had everything in cash, and then forgot it on the train. But he was really lucky because someone handed it in, so there are some good people around. And we also find really nice household items as well. This was found last week. It's antique. It still keeps perfect time. I was looking to buy one like this for my dining room wall. So if no one claims it, I'm going to make an offer to buy it.
Activity 2. Read items 5A to 7A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
When we think of diamonds, we think of love and the ultimate romantic gift. They are the hardest of stones, and the word diamond originates from the Greek word adamas, meaning strong and not easily broken. From that comes the idea that a diamond reflects the undying flame of love. If you ask most people why diamonds are so expensive, they would probably reply that it's because they are so rare and that only a few can be found. But actually, nothing could be further from the truth. There are enough diamonds in the world to fill a coffee cup for every person on this planet. The real reason they are so expensive is because the companies that produce them want to keep the prices high by producing only a small number of them. And something else that people don't know is why you use the word carat when describing them. You know, Kim Kardashian has a 15-carat diamond. Well, the carat describes the weight of the diamond. Its name comes from the carob seed, a seed from the carob tree. These small seeds were used by the first diamond traders to weigh the diamonds, and so...
Listen again and check your answers.
When we think of diamonds, we think of love and the ultimate romantic gift. They are the hardest of stones, and the word diamond originates from the Greek word adamas, meaning strong and not easily broken. From that comes the idea that a diamond reflects the undying flame of love. If you ask most people why diamonds are so expensive, they would probably reply that it's because they are so rare and that only a few can be found. But actually, nothing could be further from the truth. There are enough diamonds in the world to fill a coffee cup for every person on this planet. The real reason they are so expensive is because the companies that produce them want to keep the prices high by producing only a small number of them. And something else that people don't know is why you use the word carat when describing them. You know, Kim Kardashian has a 15-carat diamond. Well, the carat describes the weight of the diamond. Its name comes from the carob seed, a seed from the carob tree. These small seeds were used by the first diamond traders to weigh the diamonds, and so...
Activity 3. Read items 8A to 10A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item. Eight A.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Air Europa flight to Paris. My name is Francis O'Reilly, and I will be your captain for this flight. We are just waiting for the final permission to push back, so we hope to leave within the next 10 minutes.
Nine A.
This is your captain again. We're flying at an altitude of 30,000 feet, and our journey today is taking us across the Adriatic Sea to Italy, Switzerland, and then to Paris. We will shortly be flying over Venice, and if you look out of the windows on the left, you can see...
Ten A.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you have noticed, we are experiencing some turbulence. Please do not worry, this is due to low cloud formations. But for the safety of all passengers, I would like you to return to your seats and fasten your seatbelts. The food service will resume later.
Listen again and check your answers. Eight A.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Air Europa flight to Paris. My name is Francis O'Reilly, and I will be your captain for this flight. We are just waiting for the final permission to push back, so we hope to leave within the next 10 minutes.
Nine A.
This is your captain again. We're flying at an altitude of 30,000 feet, and our journey today is taking us across the Adriatic Sea to Italy, Switzerland, and then to Paris. We will shortly be flying over Venice, and if you look out of the windows on the left, you can see...
Ten A.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you have noticed, we are experiencing some turbulence. Please do not worry, this is due to low cloud formations. But for the safety of all passengers, I would like you to return to your seats and fasten your seatbelts. The food service will resume later.
Activity 4. Read items 11A to 15A. Listen and choose the best answer, A, B, or C, for each item.
So your mother is deaf. How do you communicate?
Well, in the beginning, she wasn't completely deaf. So, you know, we just managed by speaking louder. But nowadays, it's become really difficult. And unfortunately, until recently, the technology just hasn't been available to give any help.
Right.
Because there is technology available in the form of something called the Loop, which is in public places like theatres and cinemas and is supposed to connect to a hearing aid. But unfortunately, the vast majority of times, it doesn't actually work.
Right.
But thank goodness, in the last few days, I've suddenly discovered that Skype have introduced live captions to video calls. So I not only see her, but she can also see what I'm saying written on the screen.
Oh, really?
I mean, my mother has always said that the unfortunate part of being deaf is it's the one disability where people get annoyed with you because you can't hear. People get cross for having to constantly repeat themselves, whereas if you're blind or have a broken leg, nobody gets cross with you for not being able to see or not being able to walk.
So, is this technology difficult to use?
Oh, not at all. I mean, my mother's 85 and she manages.
Listen again and check your answers.
So your mother is deaf. How do you communicate?
Well, in the beginning, she wasn't completely deaf. So, you know, we just managed by speaking louder. But nowadays it's become really difficult. And unfortunately, until recently, the technology just hasn't been available to give any help.
Right.
Because there is technology available in the form of something called the loop, which is in public places like theatres and cinemas and is supposed to connect to a hearing aid. But unfortunately, the vast majority of times, it doesn't actually work.
Right.
But thank goodness, in the last few days, I've suddenly discovered that Skype have introduced live captions to video calls. So I not only see her, but she can also see what I'm saying written on the screen.
Oh, really?
I mean, my mother has always said that the unfortunate part of being deaf is it's the one disability where people get annoyed with you because you can't hear. People get cross for having to constantly repeat themselves, whereas if you're blind or have a broken leg, nobody gets cross with you for not being able to see or not being able to walk.
So is this technology difficult to use?
Oh, not at all. I mean, my mother's 85 and she manages.
Part B, Activity 1. Listen and fill in items 1B to 5B with the right word, as in the example. Example.
Well, it says here that you have to first unpack all the pieces and check that they are all there. Look, the diagram shows how many there should be. What does it say next? Look at step two.
Let's look at page 3, where she introduces the whole problem of climate change. And then the next chapter gives the background. Turn to that chapter, please, as it will form the basis of today's lesson.
To be.
Okay, we've got all the ingredients. Let's see how to prepare it. Now, it says here, in a large bowl, season the chicken with salt and pepper. 1 teaspoon of chili powder and 1 teaspoon of turmeric. Let it sit for 50 minutes to marinate, then...
Three B.
Look what she sent this morning. Can you believe it? And then she sent another 3 after that, all saying the same thing. Do you think I should reply?
Four B.
I picked this up yesterday. Look, it's for a new restaurant in the square. It looks good, don't you think? And they've put their prices there. They're not bad, are they?
Five B.
This one's from Gran. She always sends lovely ones on my birthday. See what she's written here. Isn't that sweet?
Listen again and check your answers. One B.
Let's look at page 3, where she introduces the whole problem of climate change. And then the next chapter gives the background. Turn to that chapter, please, as it will form the basis of today's lesson.
To B.
Okay, we've got all the ingredients. Let's see how to prepare it. Now, it says here, in a large bowl, season the chicken with salt and pepper. 1 teaspoon of chili powder and 1 teaspoon of turmeric. Let it sit for 50 minutes to marinate, then...
Three B.
Look what she sent this morning. Can you believe it? And then she sent another 3 after that, all saying the same thing. Do you think I should reply?
Four B.
I picked this up yesterday. Look, it's for a new restaurant in the square. It looks good, don't you think? And they've put their prices there. They're not bad, are they?
Five B.
This one's from Gran. She always sends lovely ones on my birthday. See what she's written here. Isn't that sweet?
Activity 2. Listen and fill in items 6B to 10B with the right word, as in the example. Example.
Now it is time to respond, to stand up to the values and for the values that give Europe its sustainable advantage. And in doing so, we must be ready to adapt to the changing geopolitical realities. Right now, people are worried about the soaring prices of gas and electricity. There are things that we can do.
Six B.
So let me talk about the midterm exam now, okay? It's a set of multiple choice questions, true, false, which you would ask, possibly ask, well, why do we do that in ethics, where ethics is not black and white? Well, I do take that into account when I grade it. The test itself basically shows me that you have worked with the book and know the terms.
Seven B.
On charge 6, the charge of murder, I sentence you, as I am required by law to do, to life imprisonment. I am also required to order that you serve a number of years as a punishment part of the sentence. I order that you serve a punishment part of 18 years, which will be backdated to 13 March 2012.
Eight B.
Seeing a lot of fearful and difficult patients is one of the challenges we have here. We use a lot of talking. The more we talk about the procedure, the more patients are relaxed. That's why we spend a lot of time with people talking, explaining, and even making multiple appointments just to discuss the treatment plan options and
Nine B.
My job is trying to play a character that will convince people that I'm that person. If you get a wonderful script like we did on this, that's not quite so hard to do, because it's a ready-made story for you, and all you've got to do is to make people believe that you're that person in that circumstance, like any part you play.
The steps kind of fit into the music. So even if you forget something while you're on stage, the music kind of reminds you, and it kind of, you know, like you don't get lost. This music has been a part of my life for so long, and that it has meaning for me. It's almost too overwhelming to go from the little girl in her bedroom to, you know, making up her own choreography and then performing this great masterpiece. It's pretty awesome experience.
Listen again and check your answers. Six B.
So let me talk about the midterm exam now, okay? It's a set of multiple choice questions, true, false, which you would ask, possibly ask, well, why do we do that in ethics, where ethics is not black and white? Well, I do take that into account when I grade it. The test itself basically shows me that you have worked with the book and know the terms.
Seven B.
On charge 6, the charge of murder, I sentence you, as I am required by law to do, to life imprisonment. I am also required to order that you serve a number of years as a punishment part of the sentence. I order that you serve a punishment part of 18 years, which will be backdated to 13 March 2012.
Eight B.
Seeing a lot of fearful and difficult patients is one of the challenges we have here. We use a lot of talking. The more we talk about the procedure, the more patients are relaxed. That's why we spend a lot of time with people talking, explaining, and even making multiple appointments just to discuss the treatment plan options. And
Nine B.
My job is trying to play a character that will convince people that I'm that person. If you get a wonderful script like we did on this, that's not quite so hard to do, because it's a ready-made story for you, and all you've got to do is to make people believe that you're that person in that circumstance, like any part you play.
Ten B.
The steps kind of fit into the music. So even if you forget something while you're on stage, the music kind of reminds you, and it kind of, you know, like you don't get lost. This music has been a part of my life for so long, and that it has meaning for me. It's almost too overwhelming to go from the little girl in her bedroom to, you know, making up her own choreography and then performing this great masterpiece. It's pretty awesome experience.
Λήξη της εξέτασης.